Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is in a rather peculiar mood. What has prompted him to sit and pen his 141st sonnet, we can only speculate. But it does seem to have come following some sort of assignation with the infamous Dark Lady of the Sonnets. In the first quatrain, Uncle Will takes a rather interesting tack when addressing his lover. He says that, in all honesty, I don't love you with my eyes because they are able to see your flaws, 1,000 flaws, in fact. He goes on, saying it is actually his heart that loves her, loves those flaws that his eyes hate, actually delighting in doting upon her despite her looks.
In faith, I do not love thee with mine eyes, for they in thee 1,000 errors note. But 'tis my heart that loves what they despise, who, in despite of view, is pleased to dote.
In the second quatrain, a further confession, that William seems to not be at all fond of the Dark Lady's voice. He then moves from the tuneful to the tactile, saying that his sense of touch fails to be pleased by her caress. He inexplicably continues on saying that even his senses of taste and smell have no desire to be invited to a private, erotic feast with only the two of them.
Nor are mine ears with thy tongue's tune delighted, nor tender feeling to base touches prone. Nor taste, nor smell, desire to be invited to any sensual feast with thee alone.
In the third quatrain, he admits that despite his mind and his five senses, he cannot convince his foolish heart away from its devotion to her, leaving Uncle Will a helpless shell of a man that is hopelessly enslaved to worship and serve the aloof heart of the Dark Lady.
But my five wits nor my five senses can dissuade one foolish heart from serving thee, who leaves unswayed the likeness of a man, thy proud heart slave and vassal wretch to be.
In the final couplet, William says that the only thing he has gained from this romance is love sickness, and perhaps an ailment centered somewhat lower than his heart, driven to this sin and pain by the Dark Lady herself.
Only my plague thus far I count my gain, that she that makes me sin awards me pain.
If you are like me and was exposed to Uncle Will's sonnets in a haphazard order, usually starting with the most famous About a Summer's Day back in middle school, when you stumble upon the latter half of his work, at least how they have been organized by scholars, this might seem a bit jarring. Absent is the gushing, youthful purity of emotion devotion, and replaced with some real adult-themed darkness. It is apparent that something has happened between Uncle Will and the Dark Lady, something that has made William a wee bit petulant in his words. I imagine there was some kind of meeting, shall we say, of a more adult nature that may have left William in possession of something more than fond memories of the encounter, less a warm sensation, and more of a burning one. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.